find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we're back. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't forget, if you have something that you want to say, you want to share with us, MondayNightTalk@gmail.com. Also find us on Facebook. Joining us right now, two gentlemen who are going to talk with us about Father Bill's Mainspring. Talk a little bit about one of their main signature events, Food Fest 20. We have Mr. Scott Wally and Jim Wells, who are auction co-chairs, to talk about it. Gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
And thank you for having us. It's nice to be here.
It's very nice to have you guys here. Might have to make one of you guys sing or something, just to kind of...
That would be me, I think.
I will second that.
I haven't heard you sing, Jim, but I'm pretty sure that there's not much happening there.
I've heard you, and let's not get on that road, okay?
I will say that I've heard the commercials that we hear here on the radio station in regards to this great event. We've had Jim Yuzwinski in here to talk about Father Bill's. Just so folks who are just tuning in who don't have an idea about Father Bill's Mainspring, kind of give us a little bit of an idea of what Father Bill's is.
All right, I'll start off there. Again, Jim Wells here. I've been on the board for 20 years. Father Bill's and Mainspring are two homeless shelters. Father Bill's is in Quincy, and Mainspring is in Brockton. We currently right now house men, women, families, children, veterans, throughout the entire South Shore from Quincy to Plymouth to Middleborough.
Big problem is homelessness. What is Father's Bill doing? What is Father Bill's Mainspring doing to kind of help in that area?
Raise money to build homes. Like I said, homelessness are people who are without homes. Again, at all different ages. A lot of our clientele are paycheck away from a home. Right. A lot of people have gone through some tough times the last few years, financially, divorces, lost businesses, lost money, and they end up homeless, and we take them in.
And how are you able to sustain these people who are coming in? What's the main funding source that...
Well, we get funding from state, federal government, which is minimal, and a majority comes from private and fundraisers.
Now, I know you got a big signature event coming up.
On the 29th of Food Fest, this is our 20th year. I haven't been there for all of them, but it feels like it. Jim and I'm sort of the honorary co-chair of this thing, and Jim really is the mover and the driver of this whole thing. I think it's become almost a year-round event for you. It's one of those events that's so big that you start planning for next year's event the day after the event happens. And Jim's the guy who's procures a lot of the auction items, if not all of them, and they're terrific auction items. It's a wonderful way to spread the good news about Father Bill's. You know, when you have a signature event like that, it's a springboard to talking about what Father Bill's does for everybody in the southern part of Massachusetts, really in our region. And it's also a way to say thank you to all the corporate supporters who really are the underpinning of what Father Bill's is able to do every day.
And you kind of rank them according to how well they gold, silver, bronze, and
who are some sponsors,
sponsorships, yeah. Stuff like that.
We depending on how much money they give, we give them the sponsorships. And again, creative fundraising is very difficult in this day and age, but here we have an event that started 20 years ago. I was in the restaurant business. I own a restaurant called Abadesses in Hingham, and I started the very first Food Fest. I was there. We're in downtown Quincy Square where the old Bargain Center was. It's called the Galleria Mall, and there was probably five or six restaurants, and a few of them are still there, if you don't mind me naming them. The Common Market in Quincy, sure. Raphael's in Hingham right now. The two have been there every single year, including myself, but I'm the chairman. I've been the chairman now for the last 17 years, and I got out of the restaurant business, thank goodness. But we have 40 restaurants.
Although Abadesa's made a very good pasta,
and pizza. We have 40 restaurants, wine companies, and beer companies, and bakeries, and delis that come, and they outdo themselves with the food they present that night. We have about 1,200, 1,300 people come and enjoy the evening, and the corporate sponsors again are really the mainstays there for us. They do help us get over the hump of what we fight on a daily basis with homelessness, but it's working.
What are you hearing as far as corporate sponsors? I mean, are you still looking for folks to be a part of this on the corporate level?
Well, as far as homelessness, it's not going to go away. We are people knocking on our door every single day of the week. Sure. So the more we can raise, the more we can give. We never say no. We never turn people away. Mm. Even our state and federal funding does not go up or gets cut back, we at Father Bills and Mainspring never shut the door. We always take people in, and we'll always find a place for them.
What are some of the things that Father Bills Mainspring, what do they do with the money that they get from something like this? Where does it go to?
You want to jump? You can jump in whenever you want, Scott.
Well, I mean, as I've become part of very ancillary, jumping in kind of on a yearly basis for the Food Fest, but I've been learning more about Father Bills as I've been working with the organization over the last several weeks, helping out with their commercials and finding out, really getting down to what the mission is all about here with Father Bills. And as I've come to understand Father Bills, I mean, it's really a kind of a two-part thing. There's the emergency side of it, where shelter. You're giving shelter for people who just need a bed at night, and also, a hot meal. But I think Father Bills is always looking beyond that toward permanent housing, and that's just, I mean, that's where the arrow is pointing with this organization. And I think one of the other things I've come to learn is that, how big the problem is in our region.
It's huge.
It's not like Boston, where it's not uncommon to see somebody sitting on a curb with a little paper cup where you can put a few coins in or a dollar bill, but they're out there. There are people in need. There are people who have jobs but can't afford to really feed their families. There are people who may be able to pay a bill one week but not the next week. And there's a special issue, I think, with veterans. And Father Bills has a special place in its heart, I think, for veterans. And as a matter of fact, talking with John Yaswinski, who runs this whole thing so expertly the other day for a couple of the commercial spots that are going to run, we were talking about veterans, and he said that the very first homeless person he was introduced to at Father Bill's was a Pearl Harbor veteran. Wow. And that really made an impression on him, as did Father Bill McCarthy, who started it all in Quincy back in the early 80s.
Dennis, did you have a question?
Of course. And, I'm from Brockton, and I have to give kudos to Father Bill's place, because he built a beautiful place in downtown Brockton next to his main spring house.
Yep.
And also on the north side, you got a brand-new facility. Do you want to talk about that? Because that's going to be... We just approved all the variances for Father Bill's to build, I believe, some townhouses for people who are losing homes and can't
in
afford.
In need of shelter.
Yeah, it's permanent shelter. It's permanent shelter.
Supportive housing.
Affordable housing.
Affordable supportive housing. What we do now, like I said, we have two emergency shelters. Father Bills and Mainspring are triage centers. So we bring anyone in every night at the door. It could be a 18-year-old boy knocking the door. It could be a man, a woman, a family. And then we bring them in, triage them, and try and get them into permanent supportive housing. That's our mission. Right now, we have over 600 units of housing every single night on the entire South Shore, which are part of the Father Bills and Mainspring catchment area. So we have women's shelters, we have men's shelters, we've got youth shelters, we've got family shelters, we've got veterans' homes. The one good thing about it is these aren't homeless shelters. They're our properties, and these are now our residents who have homes. That's what we're trying to do. When you're with Father Bills and Mainspring, you're no longer homeless. That's the good thing about it, is there are people who are on the streets who are your chronic homeless, and we've taken them and put them in supportive housing all throughout our different catchment areas, which have given them full-time caseworkers, full-time management, helping them rebuild their lives, helping them rebuild their social skills, and it's been hugely successful. Coming in, listening earlier to the Marshfield Fire Department there, our issue has been in Quincy and in Brockton. We've taken people off the streets, which means they don't have to go to the police stations, they don't have to go to the ERs, saving lots of dollars, and now they have a place they can call home. Socially, mentally, physically, that's huge.
Sure. And Father Bills, I know I've done a couple stories. I've had John in here talking about holidays, Thanksgiving, what Father Bills Mainspring does for holidays for those who don't have a home, they don't have somewhere to go to enjoy a holiday. Father Bills Mainspring is there to help them.
Right. They run community events. Quincy, right. They run a whole Thanksgiving and Christmas right. dinner, so it's not just the homeless people, it's those in need.
Community, right.
Right.
And, there are hundreds and hundreds of worthy nonprofits, and everybody needs money to raise money for their nonprofits. But I think that the attractive thing about Father Bills for companies in this area is that Father Bills is and Mainspring in Brockton are helping people in our neighborhood. This is our; these are our neighbors.
Not elsewhere.
That are being helped by this, and attendant with that is how efficient Father Bills in Mainspring is in using the money that is raised. And there, I hear the figure, 87 cents out of every dollar goes directly towards the programs that, that help these people. And that's, if you know anything about...
Good numbers.
You know, if you're supporting, any number of worthy organizations, it's less than 50 cents on the dollar. So that's really a very, very impressive number to me.
If we were to talk, let's talk more about the Food Fest. When is the event? Tickets still available? Talk about some of the fun things involved with that.
Well, let me jump in here first. It's kind of an exciting year for us because it's a new venue. For the last 16 years, we've been at Marina Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Marina Bay has closed down the area we used, and this year we've moved to Granite Links Golf Course in Quincy, high atop the mountain. They're a very windy spot, but it's going to be kind of exciting because we've got a big, huge circus tent set in the parking lot. We're excited to be there. It's our 20th year. I've been to every single one of them. I started as a restaurateur, and I've been running for the last 17 to 18 years, and Scott's been on board with me for many, many years. He's missed a few, but that's okay. We'll let him slide. Sorry.
Under the bus.
He threw me on the bus while singing, so. Oh,
okay. Well, some summers I have a show, you know.
Yeah, whatever. I've seen them. But, you know,
I'll be there this summer.
We have 40 restaurants, like I said, each year. A lot of these restaurants have been on for many, many years, and then they outdo themselves. They come and outdo each other. Mm. So it's a two-hour tasting. We have a one-hour VIP party for all of our corporate sponsors, and yes, you can still buy tickets at fatherbillsmainspring.org, or you can call 617-376-2255. Well, foodfest.org.
I think that's...
We've grown.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and it leads you to the Father Bills
one way or the other, you can't go wrong.
Maybe it's hard to remember a number, but foodfest.org is easy to remember. Okay. And you mentioned some of the restaurants. I mean, I think of Jake's is there every year from out in Hull. Tosca is there every year. The Fours, Punjab Cafe, Fratelli's Pastry Shop, Mary Lou's Coffee.
These are just a few of Scott's favorites.
Yeah, the Fours, I think the Fours, I don't think they've been there all 20 years, but I'm going to give them a shout-out to the Fours in Quincy Square, also owned in Norwell, too. If they haven't been there for 19, if they haven't been there for 20, they've been there for 19 years. So that's pretty impressive because they've been around long-standing. The Common Market in Quincy, Raphael's in Hingham, and the Fours, I'll give you, is the longest there. But we've got some fabulous people that have been there 10, 15 years. And like I said, there's 40 of them. And they come and outdo themselves. There's nothing like this.
And do you stop at 40, or has it grown to 40?
We're kind of maxed this year because we're doing a new venue. I had the other venue down pat. I knew where everyone went for 15 years. I knew where everyone was stationed. I know what I could do.
I got to relearn.
This year we have
lay
to
lay the land all over again.
You got to rework it. And plus, we're on the top of the hill of Granite Links, which is beautiful. You can see all of
it. We're making it sound like the tent's going to blow away here, Jim.
Well,
come on.
I just know it's going to land in Milton, so when it lands here, we'll go get it. But
have you ever been to Granite Links?
I mean, I've heard good things about it. I have
it's
not.
Up on the hill, Quarry Hill, and it is you have a beautiful view of the city of Boston. It's a 360-degree view,
stunning,
actually,
stunning.
From the clubhouse and the parking lot next door. So I'm kind of excited about it.
Are you guys going to get a round of golf before this? Or
I
haven't played golf in so many years. That's another story.
Okay.
that's another story entirely. And I think, Jim, I'd like to just talk a little bit about volunteerism, which is so key to making Father Bill's work. I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of people.
Absolutely,
volunteers
yeah.
at Father Bill's and Mainspring.
I mean, on a volunteer basis, I mean, we have people come in and volunteer. We have local charities who do a meal a month program. So every night at Mainspring, every night at Father Bill's in Quincy, we have a different group comes in and adopts the dinner. So like Notre Dame School where in Hingham where Scott's kids went, every month their kids went in there, cooked the dinner, served the dinner. Every night could be a church organization, a local business, a local Rotary Club going in there. So they're doing something on a daily basis, which is pretty cool. But then we have volunteers who come in and help teach. We have people come in and teach, learn skills. We have people come in and teach job skills. And then we have volunteers for like this here, our food fest, we're going to have about 150 volunteers that come in and help set up, clean up, serve, thank, welcome. It's like we're running a restaurant for a night.
Goodness.
So that's what we're doing.
Any stone that we have not unturned? Do you want to talk about a couple of the auction items?
Well, I wanted Jim to brag a little bit about the auction items because they really are, I mean, a lot of these organizations have auctions, but Father Bill's is unlike any other, I think.
Well, our auction usually consists of Scott and I are the two auctioneers. I'm a charity auctioneer myself. I do about 50 a year, and I started at Father Bill's with my first one. Now I do 50 a year for them, so it's kind of grown my business there. But Scott and I, we have a ton of fun on stage together. Mr. Personality, he tries to sing every now and then. Does okay.
A great guy
you
on
know?
Stage.
Yeah, not bad.
Great guy on stage right
But
now.
We have a ton of fun together. But our auction items, we try and get things that you can't find anywhere else. We try and put packages together, sports packages, travel packages, unique items. When you walk in, it's like, I want that. Mm. And again, we're doing it to raise money. That's all we're doing. We're trying to raise
Great
money
cause.
Because, you know, we can't control our budgets. We can't control the state and federal budgets. We can't control who knocks on our door. We're trying to control the homeless population. And like we say at Father Bill's, no one should be homeless, and we believe in that.
Now, do you want to tease anything, or do you not have a list of the things?
Oh, the things we actually have. I don't actually have a list of everything right now. I know we have a trip for Ireland, a seven-day trip for Ireland. We may have a trip to Napa Valley. We'll always have some great sports memorabilia, some great. We always go when the Sox, Bruins, Celtics, Patriots are hot. We'll have some hot memorabilia there. We never know what sports celebrities may show up for the event, may stop in. We've got a lot of dinners at local restaurants. Cafe Bells in Randolph every year does a gourmet dinner at the restaurant by chef owner Pat Barnes. He's done that for probably 18 years now. Cooks the meal right for you in his restaurant.
There's got to be something from the 2013 World Champions.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, when they're hot, they're hot. If they're not, they're not.
Well, you're talking about this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're not doing that well, but we still have the memory of last year.
That's right. That's right. The memory.
We actually, we have people come in. We've got one client comes in every year, and not a client, one of our people come into the food for the year, spends on average of $16,000 to $20,000, and he just sits there, and kind of Scott and I do a show. He knows what he's going to spend. He knows what he's going to do, and I just tell everybody else, don't get in the way. And it could be something worth, you know, $100, but he knows exactly what he's going to do, and we have a ball with him. It's tough making money, but we have a fun time, and the Food Fest is probably the premier event anywhere right now. There's nowhere else around you can go to an outside venue in the middle of summer, have 40 restaurants, bakeries, and wine companies, enjoy music, and then a fabulous auction with Scott Wally and myself.
Jim Wells, Scott Wally, once again, give us the information in regards to Food Fest, Food Fest 20.
July 29th, Tuesday, July 29th at beautiful Granite Links Golf Club. It's 100 Quarry Hills Drive, if you need to GPS it. What time does it start, Jim? Like 6 o'clock?
Yeah, VIP parties at 5. 6 o'clock is the general admission. 6 to 8 food, 8 to 10 is the live auction.
Tickets are on sale and foodfest.org. Foodfest.org for ticket information.
You gentlemen are fun. Is there a chance that we can get you back in maybe later on this year to talk more about either this year or...
I think I'm back in a couple of weeks with some restaurants. I think we might both be here.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Definitely have to talk. Gentlemen,
right.
Thank you very much for joining
you,
us here
Thanks
on Monday Night
us.
Talk.
All right.
We step aside, we come back. We have Andy Burbine will join us for a few moments here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
It's Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.